The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, let's go. Mike's alive. Mario Courtney Lopez back in the mix. Our mentions are now open. Send your tweets and comments now. Today, we are going to break down what Jonathan Majors eats to stay in superhero shape.
I have a new life hack for you, and we'll break down the Oscar nominations. So let's turn the music up now. You are on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, the nominees for the 95th Academy Awards.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So the Oscar nominations were announced very early this morning. Who are the nominees for Best Picture, honey?
So Best Picture is Avatar, The Way of Water.
Which just crossed the 2 billion mark.
Wow.
Much like the Titanic, I'm sure this will have a good effect on the ratings since a lot of people watch
it. I'm sure. Elvis?
Again, familiarity. A lot of people saw that too. Okay, this bodes well so far.
The Fabelmans?
Even though it's Steven Spielberg, I don't know too many people who have seen that movie.
Haven't seen this one, but heard a lot of great things. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes, this is probably the buzziest and has the most momentum going into the Oscars.
Tar.
Yeah, Cate Blanchett, one of the best actresses out there. She just elevates every film. That might be an underdog, but good for her.
And the Banshees of Ed Sheeran.
Could be Ed Sheeran, but it's Ina Sheeran. That's funny. I'm sure Ed Sheeran probably has made a joke about that. Didn't even cross my mind. That's a Netflix film. So if that happens and wins, it'll make history. And who's up for Best Actor?
Austin Butler, Elvis.
Well deserved. My guy has stayed in character, which is a little bizarre.
Said he's never leaving that. Colin Farrell, Banshees of Ina Sheeran.
Or Ed Sheeran. Colin's going with a lot of momentum as well, so I'm not surprised by that.
Brendan Fraser, not Frasier. He's in The Whale.
Okay, he's been Frasier ever since the 90s. He pulled like a Demi Moore with her Demi Moore. So now this is changing my thoughts.
I'm okay with this. I don't want to claim him.
Yeah, but he's probably the front runner here.
Check out the full list right now at onwithmario.com. And hang on, more Mario Lopez coming up.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today. What do we got?
Fox has season 4 of 911 Lone Star. When a major storm hits a county fair, the crew has to navigate flying porta potties and raining frogs.
What is this, a plague? Flying porta potties sounds like the biggest nightmare because when they land, poo everywhere. And if you're down there, I feel sorry for
when
you.
When they land, while they're flying, if the door opens.
That's true. If the door, but most of the time they're cold, but still when they land, poof, poof, explosion, that's not good.
Raining poop.
Hulu has season 2 of How I Met Your Father. John Corbett is playing Hillary Duff's love interest this season.
Hold on a second. John Corbett is playing Hillary Duff's love interest? Isn't there like a 40-year difference right there? That's a weird matchup. I'm sorry.
And Netflix premieres a Physical 100. 100 different athletes from all walks of life compete in a series of games to see who has the ultimate physique.
Now, is this just superficial, like who looks the best or whose physique actually can pull it off?
Right, because sometimes you look like your physique isn't great, but you're way stronger.
Exactly. And then sometimes you have what's called beach muscles. They look good, but they're not good for anything.
Yeah.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Remember when Kylie Jenner named her son Wolf and then decided to take it back? Which I guess you can do. Well, we finally know what they're calling him now. Instead of Wolf, the kid's name is Ari Webster.
Okay. I like that better than Wolf.
Well, he turns one on the 2nd. Congratulations, Ari Webster. All right, more music now. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Jonathan Majors is on the all-you-can-eat diet.
Ooh, I like that.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So all of Jonathan Majors' recent roles have been larger-than-life characters, right? Dame in Creed 3, Kang the Conqueror in Ant-Man, and now bodybuilder Killian Maddox in the movie Magazine Dreams. That sounds like a comic book villain, Killian Maddox.
Killian Maddox.
That's a real name. Anyway, to keep that body, he would eat 6,100 calories a day for 4 months. It's like a full-time job, eating that much. It's not easy. And for him, he was eating just chicken and tuna.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot. Plus, he'd work out at least twice a day and 3 times a day during filming. That sounds miserable. The eating part.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything. What he's eating, how much he's eating.
Right. Come on. You can mix it up, buddy. You can throw a piece of fish in there.
I think your body would need something to change it up to, like.
I read somewhere you need one pizza a week to be healthy.
That, you know what? You have to have something to look forward to. And that would actually kickstart the metabolism. Not bad.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. If there was an Oscars for podcasting, it would have to be the iHeart Podcast Awards, March 14th.
There's still time to cast your votes for Pod of the Year. And if you're looking for a new pod to add to the mix, just search On With Mario.
That's lots of fun. Here, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Cobra Kai calling it quits. The upcoming 6th season will be the last one.
Aw, well, they're promising it will be their biggest season ever.
We are 1 season behind, honey, so.
Yeah, we are, huh?
We are.
Yeah, no, I think we got to finish.
We got to have some closure.
There's no release date yet, but it could be as early as this fall, so we have time to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to get your tweets and comments. What'd you find, honey?
This is from at Dr. Theopolis. How did all the late night shows at Late Night Seth, at Jimmy Kimmel Live, Miss Anna Gasteyer are high-fiving Mario Lopez as they express utter jubilation at having made it all the way through the Rose Parade?
That's true, Dr. Theopolis, or Theopolis, whichever way you pronounce it. Anna Gasteyer was her first time hosting the Rose Parade, and she was very excited about it, so I'm not going to leave her hanging with the high five, but we got really lucky that day. There were no accidents, the rain cleared up, and that was a good time, so thanks for checking it out.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Sounds like Rami Malek may have found his next role playing silent film star Buster Keaton in a miniseries about his life. He's going way back.
Matt Reeves is the director. He just made The Batman. Keaton's trademark was physical comedy and a deadpan expression that earned him the nickname The Great Stone Face.
Ooh, okay. Should be pretty good. All right, let's get more music now. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 25 years ago, in 1998, the biggest album in the country was the soundtrack to Titanic, which featured this hit. That is what you call a power ballad.
And if I recall, she recorded that in one take.
Really?
It was something like that. Like it wasn't, it was quick.
Yeah.
She did
Can
it.
Can you imagine
that
after that one, they're like, you want to do another one? She's like, we got it.
Yeah. That, I mean. That takes a lot out of you, that song, I imagine. So
yeah,
good for
and
her.
She beats herself during it.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What's the topic today, Courtney's Corner?
Hotel rooms.
Motel Holiday Inn. Hey.
Well, this should help guarantee that you'll never leave valuables behind again. Next time you're staying at a hotel, put one shoe in the safe. Obviously, the shoe that you will be wearing to leave.
Yeah, because you have more than one shoe, then you're just going to be home with one
shoe. You won't
be
able to leave. Why? Because you won't have a shoe. You're welcome.
Okay. Or I would also add I was going to say wallet, but then no, you might leave with your wallet.
Sometimes you just forget.
Sometimes you just forget. So yeah, I think the shoe's
just
a good one.
Just double check for your stuff.
Good tip. Good tip.
Thank you.
More with Mario Lopez after this.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Quick reminder to cast your votes for the 2023 iHeartRadio Music Awards. You decide who wins 10 categories, including best lyrics, best music video, and favorite documentary.
Then you will find out who wins on March 27th live on Fox. You can see all the nominees at onwithmario.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? Mario Lopez here. Today's guest is Mel B from the Spice Girls, a.k.a. Scary Spice. She's been part of this new show on Fox, Special Forces. Some of the toughest challenges you're going to find on reality TV. We're going to get the inside scoop after a few more songs. What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from Fox's Special Forces, Spice Girl Mel B. Welcome to the show. How are you, Mel?
Thank you for having me. How are you? It's been a while.
I know. I would love to see you. Hopefully that's... That's soon, but no, everything's great on my end, and wow, you really joined a show that's no joke. What made you want to do it?
Oh, tell me about it. Well, it's a funny story. Well, it's not that funny, really. I was in a really abusive marriage for 10 years, so I'm like 6 years out of that. So it's a constant healing journey where you've suffered such abuse on all different levels. So I was watching the show because it had been aired in England, thinking that would be a really cool thing to do, but obviously not on camera. I'm thinking, why would I want to do it? And then I thought, well, it's kind of similar to the abuse I went through, being yelled at every day, being told what to wear, being strangled, drowned. You know, it's just horrendous. And I just thought to myself, that would really be quite cathartic and quite healing, because I think once you have been through such horrendous abuse like I have, you suffer a lot from PTSD, you suffer a lot with your self-worth because you are so ashamed and embarrassed of what you went through. You know, you have to literally piece yourself back together by yourself, for yourself. So this for me was a really good test and challenge to see how far I'd come along in my healing journey. I mean, some may say it's a bit barbaric and extreme to do it, but I felt like it was my decision to put myself in that situation, which before it wasn't. That just happened to me from my abuser. And it really, really left me feeling, you know what? I am that person that I was before the abuse. I've still got that fire. I've still got that willpower and inner confidence. And I walked out of there really, really empowered and really kind of strangely proud of myself. I could actually face my fears and all my triggers on TV, where else, and just kind of overcome it bit by bit. And I loved every minute of it.
Good for you. It's so important to challenge yourself and put yourself in these vulnerable positions. Well, you can watch Special Forces Wednesdays on Fox. Hold on, we're gonna have more with Mel B coming up.
More fun on the way, on with Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez hanging out with Mel B from the Fox reality show Special Forces. So what was the biggest challenge? The environment, the staff, the missions?
Everything. I mean, I knew of a few people when I met them. I knew of them, but all 16 of us didn't know each other at all, apart from what we've seen in the press or, you know, just on TV and stuff like that. So for me, the initial thing, sharing a big room with 15 other strangers, getting dressed in front of 15 strangers, doing all these challenges, you know, but I'm used to a group setting of, you know, me and the Spice Girls, there's five of us, but being brand new to 15 new people, that was a challenge within itself. So out the gate, it was like, whoa, this is full on. I just got to trust and believe in myself, and I can do it.
Well, there's a new episode of Special Forces tomorrow on Fox. Hold on, Mel. Let's play some more music. What up, Mario Lopez here. My guest today is Mel B, who's part of this new Fox show, Special Forces. And who'd you get to know the best from the cast?
Oh, my God. I mean, we have a group WhatsApp that we're constantly in touch with each other about five, six times a day. You know, me and Dwight Howard, Dr. Drew, Jamie Lynn, Beverly, Charlie. I mean, there's so many. Anastasia. I mean, we really bonded. It's like we all went through something horrendous, which is kind of hard to explain because we all were doing it for different reasons and we were all on our own find and seek journey. But it's bonded us for life. I feel like I've got a whole new family.
I bet.
I bet you'd be really good at doing this. You could do it.
Thank you. It sounds like fun. I love that sort of stuff. I love that sort of stuff. I think it'd be cool. Well, Special Forces airs Wednesdays on Fox. Hold on, Mel. Let's get back to the music. Y'all, Mario Lopez, we're wrapping things up with Mel B from the new Fox competition, Special Forces. And this is pretty interesting, Mel. You've got a royal title, the most excellent order of the British Empire. So
I mean, that was quite shocking to me, too. Yeah, I got the letter from the Queen, and she signed it, inviting me on the honours list to be awarded an MBE. And it wasn't for my Spice Girls stuff, which I thought, you know, well, that's the most important thing of my life. It was for all the awareness that I've brought to domestic abuse and abuse in general. You know, I'm patron of a charity called Women's Aid that helps women and men that have suffered abuse and that have survived. They help support and house and just educate. And that's what I got my MBE for. I was like, oh, wow. So I've made a difference. And by talking about it, and I also brought my book out called Brutally Honest in 2015 and raising awareness, because abuse, you know, we all know somebody that's been through it, whether it be yourself or right. a family member or a next door neighbor, and we don't talk about this enough. You know, it's just one of those things that everybody knows about it, no one talks about it, and I wanted to break that chain and just for other survivors to know that they're not alone. And I've met so many incredible people, from royalty to famous people to a bunch of people that you would never think that they knew much about abuse, but they've either lived it or they have a story to tell. So I'm so glad that I've been given the opportunity, not just to talk about it, but to put my own self in that healing journey. God, I'm getting all choked up because it's really quite emotional for me, all of this. And I'm just, you know, thankful and so appreciative to be given the opportunity.
It's so great that you're helping so many people and continue to do so. And awesome that you took part in this show. And listen, you can watch Special Forces World's Toughest Test Wednesdays on Fox. Mel, thank you so much for taking the time to check in. And hopefully we'll get to see you in person soon.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney, and Pickleball is certainly having a moment. ESPN just signed on to air more than 200 hours of live pickleball events.
I have not even seen what pickleball is.
Well, in case you're not familiar, it's sort of like paddle tennis, which is sort of like tennis, but it's essentially ping pong on a mini court, if that makes any sense. And you can be in your senior years and still play it and get a good workout.
Apparently 5 million people now play this game in the U.S. I am not part of that. That's up 40% over the last 2 years.
Wait, hold on a second. I just remembered I have a pickleball set that you could purchase.
Why am I going to buy it?
At Ross.
No, no, I'm going to say you could purchase that. One can purchase at Ross.
Oh, so, that's right.
Yeah, we're out here for the people. Check it out. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and we treat every day like a holiday around here. What are we celebrating today, honey?
Today is National Peanut Butter Day.
I love me some peanut butter.
Yeah. You're lucky you're not allergic.
Yeah, you're right. That would be awful. I like it, not just on celery and not just on bananas, but recently I've been putting it in shakes, and it's a game changer. A little protein shake.
It adds protein.
Yes. Well, it just gives it that thick sort of sweet feeling, and you get that healthy fat. Go peanut butter. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Got some celebrity birthdays to celebrate. We're going to try to guess the ages. Who do we got?
Misha Barton from The O.C., The Hill's New Beginnings,
She was in The Hills?
She was in the reboot.
Yeah, she was in that.
The last one.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mixed feelings of her coming on the show. She is 37.
Misha Barton's got to be 35.
37 is correct.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Tatiana Ali, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
She's got to be 40.
45.
44.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Kenya Moore, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Miss USA, 93.
She's got to be 51.
50.
52.
Ooh, I always got it.
Should have went up.
And Mary Lou Retton, 84 gold medal gymnast.
Yes, honey. I still have one of her leotards signed by her. I will wear it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Well, I think it was like one of those mass-produced ones.
Sure. So. Oh, I guess. Well, it's all right. Hot. It still counts. The only adult that has been able to successfully pull off a bob and look cute.
Well, thanks.
You don't have a bob.
When I have a shortcut?
It's not a bob. She had like the.
She had a bowl cut.
Or whatever.
A female bowl cut.
A female bowl cut. That's what I meant. Mary Lou has got to be 53.
55.
She is 55.
Yes! Wow. I got two for two.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Cordy Lopez here. I'm noticing a lot more celebs are starting to jump on TikTok. I don't feel bad getting late in the game. Because evidently for us older folks, it's a thing. Jennifer Coolidge just posted for the first time. So is Tom Hanks and Mick Jagger. Look
oh,
at
wow.
That.
These people
cool.
are all in their 60s.
Well, where can we follow you?
You can follow me on TikTok at Mario Lopez. The content is different from IG and Twitter, so check it out. What up, Mario Lopez here. My wife, Courtney, as well. It is an end of an era over at CBS. NCIS Los Angeles is coming to a close. 14 seasons in all. Look at that. Wow.
Wow. The final episode airs on May 14th. But there's some good news for fans. NCIS Sydney premieres later this year.
Wow. They're going to Australia. They went to Australia before they went to like Seattle or Vegas or another metropolitan city. That's interesting.
All okay. The crime in those cities has been solved.
Yo, Mario Cordy Lopez. Time now for one last thing. They say man can't survive on bread alone, but one guy has survived on even less. Elvis Francois was rescued at sea after 24 days, and all he had on him on a sailboat, ketchup, garlic powder, and Maggie seasoning. He was finally rescued when he used a mirror to reflect light onto a passing plane.
Plane?
Why do people go on these long trips in a sailboat by themselves?
They must have spent the day with our kids.
Maybe. To get away, they need to go away. But seriously, like anything go wrong. Obviously, this guy, I'm assuming it wasn't his first time, and maybe a strong current took him and the wind and what have you. But when you're by yourself.
What was that movie with, was it Robert Redford?
Where yes.
He was out on a boat by himself. All is Lost, I think is the name of it.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I don't even like to fly alone, let alone go on a boat by myself.
Right. That's a tough one. Oof.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
All right. Time to punch out. Music continues all night. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Hollywood buzz, plus another edition of Courtney's Court. Till then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On Ow. With Mario Lopez.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.